All right. What's going on?
Who's leading the discussion?
You are, because I met last time. Okay. You are this time, because you came up with this topic.
Okay, all right. So the topic is...
So the topic for today is your top five signs of... Okay, hold on. How do you know someone is meant to be in your life? Like, what are the five signs that you would consider?
Okay, so on the ride home, this is totally illegal. So this happened. This happened 5 years ago. So statute of limitations. So 5 years ago, I was listening to this this YouTube video where this guy was talking about basically relationships and how do you know when a relationship is right for you. All right, now everyone has different requirements, okay? And because we have different requirements, our list is going to be different. All right, so today we're going to talk about our top five. All right, and we're going to try and do this as quick as possible,
because we talk a lot, y'all. So we trying to work on it, especially Elia. Y'all know I run my kids a lot, so we're gonna try to keep it down. I guess I should be quiet now.
And but before we dive in, so when you first sent me this topic, I was thinking about not just like sexual right. relationships, same. But just right. relationships
did
in
you
general.
To me when
friends,
you said sexual relationships.
No,
I feel like she did.
No, I didn't.
We're gonna find out. We're gonna put in the comments, because I feel like she pointed to me when she said that. But, okay.
Okay. So who wants to go first?
All right. So I'll go with mine because yeah. So. I think what I need most is I need to know that we're in it together. All right. So in other words, we have a plan, whatever our plan is. We're working it. We're working to achieve our goals. And it might be something as simple as you need to finish school. I'm working. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make the money and I'm going to take my money and I'm going to put it towards whatever it is that you're working on. Because in the end, it's going to benefit both of us. Mm-hmm. Or it might be vice versa. Mm-hmm. Or we're both working at the same time. But either way it goes, there's a joint plan, something that we're both working on together. Mm-hmm. And I think, I don't know, plans work for me. and so if we're both working, both going in the same direction, that works for me. Evolve. And what I mean by that is basically that I'm not going to be the same person I was yesterday. I'm definitely not going to be the same person I was a year ago. Mm-hmm. Can we both evolve together?
Love it.
All right. Yeah. So, and of course, the word is communication. It takes mm-hmm. a whole lot of communication for that to happen.
Right.
The third thing is, basically, do we bring out the best in each other? And so for me, what that means is, yeah, of course, we're going to argue from time to time. But at the end of the day,
I said that's healthy.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, am I making you a better person? And are you making me a better mm-hmm. person? And that looks different for mm-hmm. different people.
Yeah.
Values. Mm-hmm. Some people sum it up into biblical values, and that might be what you both need. But for me, it might be something as simple as education.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go to college.
Right.
But are you going to trade school? Do you have some craft that you can build on right. that is going to make us better? Right. And acceptance. Do you accept me for who I am? And am I willing to accept you mm-hmm. for who you are without expecting change? I am simply going to accept you for who you are. Mm-hmm. Those are my top five.
All right. So my top five.
But wait, any comments?
No.
Well, okay. So I'm just going to say this. Yours seem to be more so relationship, like intimate relationship.
Not necessarily, though.
No. Okay. So, for instance, like I had a good friend of mine. She was my best friend. Mm-hmm. She constantly pushed me mm-hmm. in all these ways. Mm-hmm. Okay. Really, truly. Okay. All these ways.
I'm working on my economy of language. I'm working on saying a lot less, but no, I definitely agree, especially with that acceptance piece, because I feel like oftentimes when we get into relationships, we tend to lose ourselves because we mm-hmm. kind of merge with that other person. And, you know, before you know it, it's just all about the couple dynamic, and you know, mm-hmm. you're no longer an individual,
right?
Which I am not a fan of, because I happen to think me is pretty okay of a person, so mm-hmm. I don't want to lose that. Right. So I love that acceptance piece, not wanting to not wanting to lose the me in the us. So right. I love that you said that.
I like that you said evolve, because sometimes people think that evolving means that they're just changing everything about them, but honestly, I mean, you can change different aspects of yourself, I guess. Mm-hmm. And
even your goals yeah. can change.
Yep. And I guess, and that comes from experience and just living life. Okay, so 5 signs that you're meant to be in someone's life. So mine are kind of the same, but a little different. So simplicity. The relationship forms naturally, and it's easy to not only love this person for who they are, but also like them. You know, growing up, it's like, oh, you gotta love everybody, but you don't gotta like everybody.
You don't.
And so when you can like somebody and love somebody, like, and it's just simple, the relationship is not hard, you don't gotta fight all the time and all this. I mean, it's just great. Also growth, as a result of this relationship, you grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. Number 3, they choose you. So they want to be around you and make a choice to be in your life.
Trying to be choosable.
Trying to get chose. Number 4, that they have pure intentions. So there is no one using each other. You help each other on your journey, and you both put forth effort in the relationship. You aren't always the only one to reach out, and you aren't always the only one to drive and shape the relationship.
Ooh.
You are equals, and you don't take each other for granted. So that's all about having pure intentions for each other.
Wait a minute. So it was called pure intentions?
Yeah. Yes. Ooh. And then the next one is they teach you about life. So you are constantly learning from each other and wanting to learn more about each other and life in general.
I love that.
Talk about pure intentions some more.
So, okay. The reason why I thought about this is because you and I, when we went to, what was it? Kona Grill.
Okay.
And I didn't know, but you were treating me out to lunch, and I didn't realize it. But before I realized it, I'm just like, oh, I want this, and that. And I thought about it later. I'm like, that bitch, she was probably like, this bitch didn't really order all this shit. Because the bill was like, almost $70, and I didn't think about it, so I'm paying my half. You're like, you didn't have to do that. I was, you know, treating you. And I'm like, well, but you bought me lunch last time, so I wanted to. And you said, girl, our friendship is not transactional, and I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up.
I said that. Oh, that was.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna have to write that down.
Wait a minute. Wait. I just need to understand why.
Wait.
I scored so high. On my state test. Looking up the word transactional. Come on now.
Well, no, I knew what that meant, but I mean as far as a friendship.
Okay.
And I was like, right. Oh, okay. And then it's like, you did this for me, so now I gotta do this for you. Now you did this for me. It's like, I don't want those type of friendships, but I am willing to give and you know, give. It's give and take in a relationship. And so when it comes to having pure intentions, I think that's, you know, that's a part of it. Right? Not like, oh, I'm just going to use this person for all they got, and they're going to use me for all we... Like, all 3 of us, we're very kind. And I'm almost positive that all 3 of us have been taken advantage of.
Certainly.
Because of how kind we are. And so when someone has pure intentions, that can make for a great relationship. And that's how you know sometimes that people are meant to be in your life.
Oh, that was so good. I feel like so elementary for how I came in. Pure transparency came up with this like 5 minutes ago. But But no, I love that pure intentions. I feel like that's like kind of like you can just put a brick on that right there. Like that is like an overarching, like that should be a theme for all of it. Like I love it. So I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
All right. So, my five. So the first one I have is the person is a giver more than they take from you. Now I'm not typically a person that takes score. That's not how I operate. I just give from my heart if I'm led to give and just do what I do and I move on. So I don't take score. That's not the type of person that I am. Right. But, you know, to me, a person that's meant to be in your life, they try to give to you more than they attempt to take from you. Now, there are seasons that we get into to where we need to be, you know, given to a little bit more. So that's fine. Right. It's not, you know, like, hey, I'm just trying to nail you to the cross because you're in a season to where you're a friend that's in need. It's not like that. But there are those people that are opportunists. So ideally, a person that's meant to be in your life is not just in your life for the sake of taking from you.
Right.
So that was my first one. The next one I had was this person will push you. So like I'm a creature of habit. So sometimes I tend to get really comfortable, really stagnant. You know, it took Jermaine along with several other people pushing me for the longest to be like, hey, just put some of your work out there. Oh my God, like what are you doing? Like what's the problem? What's the hang up? You'll pull me into your classroom and read a poem to me. Why can't you just record it? You know, so that, you know, person that's meant to be in your life will also push you. Okay. So my third one is a person that's meant to be in your life is not afraid to disagree with you. So, whereas I might love to hear myself talk and think I might have the greatest ideas in the world and think that selling mushrooms by the freeway is a good idea, a good friend is going to be like, hey, that's a terrible idea. Don't you do that. You know, you're going to waste a good percentage of your time and, you know, whatever. So, a good...
It depends on what kind of mushrooms they are.
But, nonetheless... They won't be afraid to disagree with you if they feel like you headed in the wrong direction and they don't want to see you plummet. So, hey, just from a place of love, hey, why not try this instead? You know, not afraid to disagree with you. The next one for number four I have, this person is present. You know, even if you thought selling those mushrooms were a bad idea, you're going to show up for me. You know, I might have a whole spread laid out and having some type of event. Even if you think it's silly, if it goes through, you're going to show up for me.
Right.
So that person is present in your life. You know, they show up for your event, whether they agree with what you're doing or not. Graduations, birthdays, whatever it is, if they can be there for you, they show up for you.
Right.
Okay. And lastly, that person is ride or die. So they're by your side when you're up. They're by your side when you're down. They're not fair weather friends. Like, oh, you're going through a terrible season. You're depressed. Mm-hmm. You've gained weight. Your skin is blotchy. So I'm not fucking with you right now. No, my skin is fucked up. I done gained all this damn weight. And you still right there telling me, friend, you beautiful. I love you. I'm here with you. Yada yada yada. So they're still in your life regardless of what season you're in. So that's my five.
So I like that you said that they're that you can disagree with each other, and because that's hard for me sometimes. It's not that it's hard for someone to disagree with me, because you can be saying all this and I'm like, I don't care, but in my head I'm like, fuck this bitch, right? But it takes also, like, for me, that's an area that I need to grow in, so that I can actually acknowledge, like, yeah, you're right. And I'll come later and say, yeah, you were right about this. But in the meantime, oh, I might be mad.
And that's a tricky part, because it's like, you have to make sure that people have pure intentions.
Right.
Because not everybody in your life means you well. So, you know, you have to be really, really cognizant of who you're receiving from. So, whereas, you know, you have this third eye, like, I don't know, you know, I don't want to listen to what you're saying. Some of it is not unwarranted. That might not be a bad thing, because your spidey senses go off. Not everybody is, you know, for you. So that's not a bad thing. I don't want you to completely feel like, oh, God, I'm combative. No, that's not all bad. So...
All right, so all of that in 14 minutes 40 seconds.
Yes, we trying to get flued out.
But was it supposed to be 30 minutes or 15 minutes?
Okay, so.
How about we end this and then do another one? All right. All right. See y'all.
Bye.
Catch y'all.